We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 3187. And we are nearing the end of the First Temple period. So, 4 years earlier, the king of Judea was Ahaz ben Yotam. Ahaz ben Yotam was a wicked king. We had left off with the allegory that's quoted in the Midrash of a pedagogue, a tutor of the king's child that wanted to harm the prince. And he said, if I try to harm the prince directly, the king will punish me. What's the way I can harm the prince? I'll detain his wet nurse and then I'll detain her until he doesn't have enough food. And that's the way to harm him. So to Ahaz ben Yotam said, if I try to go against God directly, God will punish me. How can I do it? I will close the shuls. In ancient times, they used the synagogues, the shuls, as places where they educated children. That's why the Talmud says they had bells on the Sifrei Torah when they'd go around with the Sefer Torah on their way to shul. So the children would hear the bells. They'd know the Rebbe was going to shul. They'd come to learn Torah. So the shuls were used as places to educate children. So what Ahaz did, and that's why he got the nickname Ahaz, is he was Ochez. He grabbed the doors. He put the locks on the doors of the shuls. And he said, when prayer's over, lock the doors. Now, he might have used a good excuse. He might have said, we want to keep the shuls in order. We want to make sure they're nice and respectful. But his real intent was to prevent children from learning, and he succeeded. He said, if the children don't learn, then the adults won't learn. If the adults don't learn, then that's how I will distance God from the people of Israel, and I will be able to have a kingdom the way I want. So Ahaz was the wicked king of Judea, Ahaz ben Yotam. He is the father of Chizkiyahu. His son is the pious king Chizkiyahu. His father was also pious, Yotam. It is at this time that we have the Roman king Romulus. And it is at this time in the year 3187 that the exile begins. Chazal tell us that the exile happened in stages. Thank you. So first we have on the eastern side of the Jordan, we have the tribe of Gad, Reuven, and half the tribe of Menashe. So the Navi in Yeshaya describes, Ba'et HaRishon Heikal, Hashem initially lightened the load on Israel. There were less tribes here. At first it was the eastern side of the Jordan, and then Zevulun, Naphtali, the northern tribes, Zevulun, Naphtali, the exile worked its way down. So the Assyrian Empire did not exile everyone at once. First they went for the 2.5 tribes on the eastern side of the Jordan. And that's when Pekach ben Remaliahu was the king of Israel, and Tiglat Pileser, the Assyrian king, came and conquered the cities of Iyon, Avel Bet Ma'acha, and towards the end of Pekach ben Remaliahu's reign, that's when Tiglat Pileser, the Assyrian king, started attacking. And slowly, he was able to conquer the whole section on the eastern side of the Jordan. And that was step one. Now, we have our next king, Hoshea ben Elah. He is going to lead a rebellion against the Assyrian king. And then the Assyrian king will come back and ultimately exile all the tribes. But again, so step one has already taken place. 2.5 tribes have been exiled. And we're up to our last king, Hoshea ben Elah. He assassinates the previous king, Pekach ben Remaliahu, and he takes the throne. And he's going to be the last king under whom all northern 10 tribes will be exiled. Now, he was from the tribe of Reuven, and the Talmud says in Tractate Shabbat that it was during his reign that we had used up all the merits of the patriarchs. Until his reign, you had Zechut Avot. After his reign, no more Zechut Avot. We finished off all the merits of the patriarchs. As we will see, the northern 10 tribes will be exiled. We're going to pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem. There's a long discussion here about the 10 tribes. Maybe we'll go into it next class.